الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس. In the previous ayat, part of that ayat, Allah explained that Allah had favored certain anbiya over others, and especially what was referred to there, that Allah Ta'ala had spoken to some of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam directly without the intermediary of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, like Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salam, and our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah had given position of some anbiya higher than that of others, that is certain special qualities. Like Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made him and his son that they were anbiya, nabis also, and Allah made them kings also of this world, they ruled the world as well. Yeah, in this part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala refers to some of the other, another Nabi of his, وَعَتَيْنَا عِيسَ بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ اور دیئے ہم نے عیسیٰ مریم کے بیٹے کو معجزِ صریح. And we had given عیسیٰ, the son of Maryam, very clear signs. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself was a clear sign of Allah Ta'ala, as Allah says, Ibn Maryam, the son of Maryam. Normally the children are referred to as the children of their father. The father's name is taken, yeah, Maryam alayhi salam, because Allah showed his great qudrat and he gave birth, let Isa alayhi salam be born without the means of a father. And Allah's qudrat is so great. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in that sense, was also a great sign. And when he was, his mother Maryam alayhi salam, na'uzu billah, was accused of wrongdoing, that how come she has got a son when she hasn't got a husband. Then the son Isa alayhi salam, a newborn baby, he spoke and he cleared her name. And he gave a talk which even great people cannot give as just a newborn baby. He explained that how Allah Ta'ala had given him those special qualities. Then Allah Ta'ala gave him bayyinat. Bayyinat, they are referred to that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave him such miracles which the other anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were not given. That is, he used to bring the dead back to life. We should just tell them, Qum bi ibnillah, and they should get up from their qabr and they should be alive again. People who are born blind, and a born blind person doesn't regain his sight. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave him that miracle that they also regained their sight. And the other great miracle, a leper. A leprosy is also such a disease that there is no cure for it. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, by the will of Allah, and where Allah refers to all these great favors and miracles which Allah had given to Isa alayhi salam, repeatedly Allah says, Bi idni, by my command. It wasn't Isa alayhi salam himself that he could do it. It was given to him by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was very much hated and disliked by the Jews, and they did not believe at all that he is a Nabi of Allah, in spite of this clear signs of his, these clear miracles, but they did not believe. So that was on the one side, the Jews. The Christians who believed in him, they went to the other extreme, and because of these miracles they claimed that he is God. They claimed divinity for him, seeing this. But Allah made it clear, and for that Allah says, وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ or قُوَّدِّي أُسْكُو رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ يعني جبريل عليه السلام said, and we had strengthened him, we had supported him by Ruhul Qudus, by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salam had a double function in looking after and protecting Isa alayhi salam. On the one side, the Jews who always were on the lookout to assassinate, to kill and make shaheed Isa alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam was there to protect him. And he protected him fully and completely right till the end. And the Jews, in their wrong assumption, they thought they had assassinated Isa alayhi salam on the cross, which never took place. Allah Ta'ala put another person who looked like Isa alayhi salam, and he they assassinated. But Isa alayhi salam, Jibreel alayhi salam, looked after him and took him up to the heavens where he is living till today. And close to Qiyamah, he will come back on the earth, but as a ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not as a Nabi. So Jibreel alayhi salam looked after Isa alayhi salam and protected him from the Jews who were at every moment they wanted to assassinate and kill Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. On the other hand, he also protected Isa alayhi salam from the Christians, their wrong beliefs, that they must not think that he is God. And during his lifetime, they did, by the protection of Jibreel alayhi salam, those such miracles he had to show, that he brought the dead back to life. He just stood at the qabr and he would say, Qum bi idhnillah, and that person will come back to life. But in spite of that, they did not believe in him as the son of God, or the son of God. This was afterwards, especially the Roman Catholics, they are the ones who have this belief very strongly. But that was after Isa alayhi salam, Jibreel alayhi salam protected him and looked after him. So Allah Ta'ala had given a great mission to Jibreel alayhi salam to protect Isa alayhi salatu wasalam from the enmity and the onslaught of the Jews, and to protect his belief that the Christians do not have wrong beliefs. Allah Ta'ala had appointed Jibreel alayhi salam for that. So a particular reference is made of the Anbiya whom Allah has given great preference and great virtues one over the other. One great is that of Isa alayhi salam, that first of all he was born without the intermediary of a father. Just from a mother he was born by the Qudrat of Allah. And Allah's Qudrat is so great, he created Adam alayhi salam without mother and father. And he created Hawa alayhi salam also without mother and father. So Allah has got full Qudrat over everything. And that is what is necessary for us, and which we are lacking very greatly, the yaqeen of the Qudrat, the existence, the power of Allah. Today we acknowledge Western way of life. We acknowledge technology. We acknowledge power of government. But Allah's Qudrat and power, we don't acknowledge. That is the main thing. And all this is to bring that yaqeen in our lives, that we know that Allah is the absolute and He can do as He please. He can do with means also, He can do without means also, and He can do against means also. Allah gave birth to, created Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam was born in this miraculous way. And there are many people who choose the correct means, get married, have relations also, but no children. If Allah wants to, then though there is who could be mother and father, husband and wife, but they don't have any children. Sometimes for 15, 20 years no children, and then Allah gives children. It is all in the power and the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So Isa alayhi salam was another very great Nabi, and like that all the other Anbiya, Allah had given them great, great qualities. All this is to build our yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala and to believe in every Nabi as his position is, and that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the king of all the Anbiya. He has got the greatest of virtues and he is the greatest of all the Anbiya. May Allah give us this correct yaqeen and let us appreciate this great favors of Allah, which Allah has done on mankind by sending these great men, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, for our guidance. Subhanallah.